It's Light the Tower, your daily look around the world of sports with Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way.
Say goodnight to this one!
And Horns 24/7 insider, Jeff Howe. On your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
The weekend has arrived. Friday, at least, has arrived. You know, I've often heard that, you know, when folks say, you know, ah, the weekend's here. Well, not here till it's here, in other words. People have one more day they have to throw down for the week. Such is the case with us. But we're more than happy to do that on a Friday. We'll try to help you welcome in the weekend as well. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Light the Tower. Here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. We're live, we're local, we're streaming, we're digital. The Horn app, hornfm.com. Here for you to view on Twitch as well. Go to hornfm.com to take a gander at us if you dare. My name is Craig Way. Glad to have you with us. Jeff Howe will be along momentarily. Our producer, our man behind the glass, Jonathan John Donaldson, J.J. Donaldson. We know him as Snoop Daniel. Is with us here this morning, as always. How are you doing this morning, your Snoop?
Great. I actually didn't think about what I was going to wear today, so that was refreshing, because the first couple days of Twitch, I really vexed about it.
Really?
Yep.
I'm not that. I'm just not that conservative. I think the folks know, you know, I mean, this is obviously a feature and a bonus, and we're glad to have people, you know, be able to take a gander at us on Twitch. By the same token, I think they kind of know what you're getting there by taking a look at us to begin with. You know, we start with that. I don't know. What I've seen from our show so far, you're not seeing an awful lot anyway.
No, it's mostly chest and face,
upper torso and head. See, if I back up, people can see, you know, my Dodgers World Championship T-shirt that
it's squared up pretty nice. Like,
is it really?
Even as you're just like naturally like leaning over, you can still see a logo on your chest. So I'm taking that into consideration going forward. If I wear something, then if I want to display something, probably a T-shirt center.
For folks not on Twitch this morning, Snoop is attired in the black Flex ATX cap.
Of course, repping the brand.
Yeah, and you have. The hoodie, that's the thinner line hoodies. I've got one like that as a media gift from the Sugar Bowl when the Longhorns played there. And those work better at this time of year than in the dead of winter when you need something thicker. Because you've got some thicker hoodies.
I do.
You are Captain Hoodie around here.
I even though I can't swim, I have like 50 pairs of swim trunks and like 50 hoodies.
Do you like, since you can't swim, do you like wear the swim trunks?
To make up for, to fill a lost hole in my soul? No. I just like swim trunks. I don't know.
What are you, like PJ Tucker with basketball shoes, with sneakers? I mean,
I think so.
Collect swim trunks.
I do.
This is new. Didn't know this.
And once upon a time, I bought two pair of swim trunks at this place called By George. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
But I always talk about doing it because I can never afford to do it again. They were so expensive. But I had to splurge one time because I love swimming trunks so much.
So you buy swim trunks that you never wear?
No, I wear them.
That's where I'm going with this next. Where to what kinds of functions, what kinds of things?
Weddings.
Can you wear swim trunks when you're not swimming? You don't wear swim trunks to a wedding, do you?
I would. I haven't gone to a lot. But I am very casual, Craig. I'm super cash. But people say I always look like I'm about to go to the beach or I'm on vacation. That's something, a reputation.
I get all that, and that's good. I am here to tell you, my friend, if you are to receive an invitation to my wedding, you know, when Linda and I do it, you're not to wear swim trunks.
Okay, I won't.
I'm just saying.
I promise,
okay?
I won't.
You can wear a lot of things, but just, you know, unless it's a destination wedding. If we're off to Maui or Kona or something,
who knows?
You want to do that, then, you know, maybe that's okay. I don't know. Among the things, and by the way, our Specs text line, as it always is open at 337-3776. And our CB points out that Trey is so close to the camera, you can see up the nostrils on Twitch. It's very strange why he's so close. Yeah, he does kind of do that thing where he's like this, you know, right up there, you know. I don't wish that on folks, so that's why I sit back a little further from the camera on that as well. I guess that's just, but I mean, it's the same camera that's in the studio with you, right?
Yeah, but
because Trey's behind the glass,
he places it like, because it's obviously it's movable. I don't want to move it because I think it's in a good spot now. But
okay,
and Trey he's like the Stanley Kubrick of radio. So he's going to.
That's a good way of describing it.
So he's going to do something jarring or shocking that'll either make you uncomfortable or be compelled.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying he's kind of like the Shining of the horn, you know?
There we go.
Here's Johnny. You know, a little bit of Jack Nicholson involved there. Anyway, Dan points out. And this did happen yesterday. He says Trey moves the camera around for fun. They had a little bit of movement around that actually caused, like, there was some static electricity, and it kind of knocked things out of whack for a little bit yesterday until they got that figured out.
Dave
right?
was not happy. He became DEFCON.
DEFCON Dave. Because of that. Somebody else wanted to say, I personally own, somebody says, over 50 pairs of board shorts, namely because I play a ton of beach volleyball like Trey. Now, see, there's a function. There's a function. So, yeah, there's, you know, that's function over form. You know, you're more of a form guy, right?
I guess so. Well, yeah, I guess it's a fashion function or a fun function.
Okay. Confunction. Confunction conjunction.
Yes, anyway.
Okay. All right. So, you know, as we point out, you know, the camera, we try to sit back at a relatively safe distance. And those of you watching on Twitch right now can see my co-host, you know, sanitizing his headphones and his workstation as well. Because really and truly here in the studio, we are kind of in a workstation, if you will, you know. People have their cubicles in office or their workstations where they are. We kind of have that as well. It's our own little, you know, work area, our own little corner of the world. And my co-host certainly properly prepares his. After all, he is the pride of Northwest Williamson County, proud graduate of Florence High School, and a former all-district offensive lineman for the Florence Buffaloes. And, of course, you know him best for his work at Horns 24/7. Jeff Howe is sanitized and fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, Snoop, or the listening audience today, Craig. I'm tired. I'm halfway salty and forgot my headphones at the house. I have no idea where my headphones for this show are.
Yeah, I was looking at you. I think something looks different about you. And remember, no earbuds.
I have no idea where they are.
Wow, okay.
So I'm off to a great start on a Friday. I had a long
You kind of look like Lando Calrissian's assistant there in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
the one that doesn't say anything. It's beep, 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 beep.
They don't fit right. And I think Kevin uses these. I had a long night. You know, it's one of those deals. I was working late and, you know, my toddler decided last night that was going to be one of those nights where she was afraid of the dark. So I think I finally got to sleep. I don't know. Had to be around 1:30, 2 o'clock, close to it, up at 6. And this was coming off a couple nights where I haven't slept because of work. So I'm feeling
so you're
this
a little
morning.
Salty, you said.
Yeah.
When you say that, you mean kind of grumpy or do you mean just physically not there?
I'm saying it's my sarcasm meter's broken today. Not a good day to attempt to piss me off.
Okay.
It's one of those days.
Have I sent you, it was sent to me, the give a blank o meter, but it's not blank. You can probably figure out what the deal
is.
And it shows it like bobbing, like it's zero. It's like doing this barely. Like give a bleep o meter, and it's like way, way down.
My garden, if you know what's to give, is bare. It's empty today.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to pull you through with that.
I had some fun WrestleMania talk planned today, and then, real world news gets in the way. So,
yeah.
We're talking Texas baseball today. Yep. I got plenty of Texas football to talk about.
Yes.
Plenty of Texas basketball to talk about.
Yes.
Looks like this roster, I'm not going to say starting to come together, but
taking some form.
Some form is a good way to put it, Greg. It's taking some molecular shape, if you will. So we got a lot of stuff on the show today, and yes, it is officially WrestleMania weekend. It is upon us tomorrow and Sunday, the big days.
Okay.
Of the 2 day.
What you were talking about taking form made me think of that. There's a line. If you've ever seen the movie Diner. You ever seen the movie Diner?
I've never seen Diner. No.
It's really a very cool movie. It was done like 1982, a Barry Levinson film, and it really helped launch the careers of several young and to that point relatively or completely unknown actors like Ellen Barkin, Mickey Rourke, Tim Daly, Daniel Stern had been in Breaking Away but hadn't done too much else. Steve Guttenberg.
It's kind of like Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
One of those coming of age type movies.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And Paul Reiser, the comedian. All right. So
is that how I could properly frame Dazed and Confused?
Something like that. Yes. So there's at the end of the movie, they're at a wedding and the movie ends, and so the credits are rolling, and over a black screen you're just hearing conversation, and you hear Paul Reiser talking about the theory of evolution, because the movie takes place in 1959. Mm-hmm. So he's like, saying, so this whole thing, you're going to tell me that there was this that a pond water, there was this amoeba that's going out of a swamp, and it's a fish, and it comes on land, and from that we've got, you know, we've got some guy standing on the street corner wiping his nose today. You got to tell me that. So it's like taking from dark shapes, taking form. That's what you're saying. The Longhorn basketball roster is starting to resemble
something like that. You said Paul Reiser. All I could think about was his minor role in the Beverly Hills Cop series.
Yeah, he's in that. Yeah. And of course, the show he did for years with Helen Hunt.
Mad about you.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, anytime I think about Paul Reiser and Beverly Hills Cop, I just think about that opening scene where, you know, Eddie Murphy's getting yelled at by Inspector Todd.
Yes.
And he chimes in, and I forget what he says, but he goes, "Shut up, Jeffrey." He goes, "Well, this is not my locker."
Exactly. So there are things to discuss on the program. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we do have our Longhorn Notebook, those things that Jeff mentioned. Also, we're going to hear from Keandre Coburn.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, Snacks visited with the media yesterday.
Yep.
Did the listening audience hear that when I pop my knuckles into the microphone?
I hope so. Let me see if I can do that. No, I'm too old for that. All right, so I can't do that. You know, which reminds me, the I'm too old for, folks can kind of fill in the blank if they want on the Specs text line. I'm too old for, fill in the blank, at 337-3776.
I think I'm too old to be excited about WrestleMania weekend. I think some people would fill in the blank for me there properly. Yeah. Are you going to watch this weekend, Craig? It's streaming on Peacock. You got Peacock on any of your streaming devices?
I don't,
devices?
And even if I did, I probably wouldn't. But, that's right. I have nothing against those who want to watch it. It's just not my thing, you know?
This is a holiday at Suplex Stu Myrick's abode this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's got planned this weekend, but... It's a huge weekend.
I'm sure he'll be on
like
that.
Steve.
Yeah, it's a religious pilgrimage for him.
I'm like, you know, I'm like a notch below Stu, I guess, on the wrestling fandom.
Are you?
Ladder. Well, your
knowledge is pretty good, though.
I would have to be. You know, Stu, you know, calls, you know, he's done ring announcing for independent matches, and anything you want to know about the Texas independent wrestling scene, Stu Myrick is your guy. So Stu's got a little more passion, a little more gumption for the business than I do.
Victor says, since I'm saying you're too old for fill in the blank, Victor says, speaking of swimsuit, I'm too old to wear a Speedo. Yes, and we're all thankful for that, Victor. Dan says, I'm too old for this. That's the line from Stripes. That's the line from Stripes. Warren Oates, I'm getting too old for this. Blah, 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 when he's going through the on top of the truck. When
anytime I hear something like that, all I think about is Smokey and the Bandit and the diner scene.
Yeah, there's that too.
You want something? Us puppies, daddy.
Yeah,
we got no time for that crap.
Yeah, that's the one. Somebody says I'm
Diablo sandwich
a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a hurry. Yeah. Somebody says I'm too old for waiting in line for food. Get that. Here's part of the reason why I said that. The fiance did a little research on things on COVID vaccinations. Now you're getting yours next Friday, right?
I'm getting my first dose next Friday. Yes.
Nice. And I've already been vaccinated. We're moving Snoop in that direction as well. All of four of my kids have either been vaccinated now or have had COVID. Now, the only one that had COVID was the oldest. He did. And so he's still going through the window of having the antibodies post-COVID, and then he goes and gets vaccinated afterwards. So he's still passing through that window. But the other ones... my second oldest daughter gets vaccinated next Wednesday. My oldest daughter's yesterday got vaccinated, as did the son up in Wichita Falls.
Nice.
So he got the Johnson & Johnson, the one-shot deal.
You're telling Dave and I, nah, I think Derek might have been in the hallway, too. You're telling us the process young Jason Way went through.
Yeah. To get his COVID shot. Yeah, so he got his COVID shot yesterday, and it was the one-shot deal of Johnson. And you just go down to the, I think, the Student Health Center, whatever, right. They had somebody, and they're doing it like every Tuesday and Thursday up there on campus, since the vaccinations are being made available really, very widespread now.
Right.
So he was able to go, and he got the Johnson & Johnson, the one-shot deal. And Linda had told me, she said that what she had found out and read and I guess and been told is that the side effects that happen from the COVID vaccination seem to be more acute the younger you are, like, say, young adults, than, say, older people.
Hmm.
I had zero effects. Zero. A little bit of a sore arm. The sore arm the first shot. A little bit of sore arm the second shot, but barely. And Linda had just minor effects as well for that.
Wife is getting shot number two today.
Good.
So we're
good.
We're anticipating, hoping for the best, but everybody.
And she was able to pass through the window, right?
But, yeah. Because, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. To get to where she could be eligible for it after that, and so. Various and sundry members here of our staff in the building have gone through this. Isaiah Collier, our esteemed producer in the morning for Bucky.
I'm looking at him right now through the door.
He had some effects. He said he was kind of trying to drown some of the effects with DayQuil or NyQuil or whatever, and he feels better with that.
Does NyQuil do anything other than just make you sleep? I don't think it actually cures anything. I think
it just knocks you out. Then there's Derek Cohen of our staff. He had some fever from it. So Jason calls me last night at 12:36 a.m.
Oh geez. So I'm so at that point I'm dealing with a 3-year-old. You're dealing with
a 21-year-old, yeah. So I'm wondering, okay, is this a jail thing? Is it actually? I kind of knew. I had a feeling it might be something like that. And he said, "Okay, I got a fever here. Is there anything specific I could do with this?" I said, "You got any Tylenol?" And he said, "Yeah, I got some. Let's take a couple of those. Drink a ton of water. See if you can sleep." I said, "You can take it every 4 to 6 hours or something. If you need a couple more around 5 a.m., do so."
Yeah.
I said, "And text me or call me, whatever. Let me know in the morning." Okay, fine. His fever at the time was like 101, a 101.5. So I said, okay. So then he calls me a few minutes ago before I went on the air, and I said, "Feeling better?" He goes, "Yeah, I feel a little bit better." I said, "Did you take more medicine later tonight?" He goes, "Yeah, I had to at 5 a.m. He goes, "I spiked at 103.
Man.
So he hit 103 last night off of that. Took it. He said it's now down to just it's barely above 100, and the other research that we told was that the Johnson & Johnson may spike, because it's a one shot deal.
Yeah.
May spike those effects a little more acutely, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But he said he felt a heck of a lot better now.
Nice.
So
good stuff.
So whereas it hadn't happened to me, I'm too old for feeling effects off a shot. I guess maybe that's. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know.
I love that somebody in the text line already chimed in with the Lou Brown from the locker room scene in Major League. We're out of towels, and I'm too old to go diving into lockers.
There, there we go. So there's some of that. So
going to get that on the phone.
Let's see. Too old to keep hiring the wrong coaches. God bless CDC on the 40. Okay. You're forgetting the goat of I'm getting too old for the, yeah, that was, I'm getting too old for this. Riggs and Murcho in Lethal Weapon. Beavalanche Jason says he just can't get into the current WWE anymore, Jeff. He said, but I'm all for going back and watching wrestling from the mid-80s to about 2015. Peacock will let you watch the old WrestleManias 4 months for $9.99.
Yeah, I like my old stuff. The new product, with my work schedule and a toddler, it's impossible to devote 3 hours on a Monday night to a television program outside of a game.
Yeah, I understand that. Dan says, I get Moderna Part 2 in a couple of weeks. That's what I did, Dana. Dan, I had the Moderna, so you're like me. You're too old for it really to bother you too much. So if they take some heart for that. Somebody else said it was horrible overnight. They've had some issues. Oh, so I'm 20. Yep. Got the first one last week. I ran a 102 fever all night. Had a horrible headache. It was horrible overnight. Same deal. 20. And my son Jason's 21. So, yeah, it seems to be more acute in young people, the side effects. For that, I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowboy. Hey, by the way, anniversary of that is today.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's 31 years ago today, the more cowbell sketch. I think it's
probably 21.
Yeah. I guess it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So that would have been in the year 2000?
Yeah. Somebody said too drunk to quit drinking. I didn't say drunk. I said too old. I'm too old to choose sex over sleep. I'll just let you go with that. I'll let you roll that. That's it.
Thank you, Snoop.
This is it.
I got to have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene. And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, babe.
But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
I think if I just leave and maybe I'll come back later and we can lay down the cowbell.
Come on, baby.
Gene, wait.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
21 years ago today.
Nice.
Yeah, cowbell. So there you go. All right. Somebody else, good for you, Gas Man, getting your second Pfizer on Monday.
Christopher Walken's up there. If you're ranking all-time SNL hosts, he's right. He's up there.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Big Mike, can you spell my name right?
Big Mike, if you're going to spell Jeff's name, he's not G-E-O-F-F like Jeff Haxton, the Red Raiders baseball and men's basketball play-by-play. It's just regular Jeff, just J-E-F-F.
Yeah.
He said, have you seen AEW
wrestling? I have not watched very much.
I was going to say, is wrestling getting like boxing with all the alphabet titles
and stuff?
The
closest, I think, the closest I've come to watching AEW was the promos TNT was running during the NCAA tournament. That's the closest I've come to watching AEW so far.
Is that their deal now? Is it TNT's? Is that?
Turner's back in the wrestling game, yeah.
Here's somebody, 42, got both shots of Moderna, very mild and no side effects. Yeah, see? You're old enough where you're sliding past it there, you know. You younger guys, you'll probably feel a little bit more. If you're old, you know, older like me, probably not going to feel anything at all, I guess. I don't know. But the important thing is to get the shot if you can. All right, coming up, we do have our Longhorn Notebook. As Jeff mentioned, there's basketball notes, a preview of baseball. Speaking of baseball, in the 11 o'clock hour, Matt Walters from the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, who is in town to call the Kansas State broadcast of the Texas K-State series this weekend, will join us to give us a little more insight into Kansas State since they seem to have turned a corner, and this really could be quite the series this weekend. So we'll visit with Matt coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But we do have our Longhorn Notebook coming up, we'll also hear from Keandre Coburn in the notebook. So all that and more when we continue here on the Friday on Light the Tower. Here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Available to those of you catching us on Twitch. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
The Wagner Wire.
Every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, you're invited to a party on the Horn with Wags. It's the Wagner Wire, the number one fantasy sports show in all the land and the ultimate party. I break down the latest in fantasy trends and all the top stories in sports. Whether it's season-long fantasy leagues or daily fantasy leagues, the Wagner Wire has you covered. You'll probably hear me geek out about video games and pop culture references, too. Remember, there are no breaks in fantasy sports. The Wagner Wire, 9 a.m. to noon on the Horn.
Craig Webb, Jeff Howe, and Snoop Daniel light the tower.
Our man Vivo Lance Jason thinks the cowbell is one of the top SNL skits of all time. He says, will short, tight sweater and Walken's personality make it great? I agree. It's great. Of a one-time skit. You know, we're not talking about like the continuous series of skits like Wayne's World or, you know, some of the other stuff. There's some great one-time skits.
It's like that Wayne's World 2 reference I made yesterday with Del Preston.
Yes.
The time he was in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Trying to find 1,000 brown M&Ms to fill a brandy glass or Ozzy would go.
That's exactly right.
Do you remember what he did to the shopkeeper and his son, Craig? How the story ends?
I've forgotten.
We had to beat them to death with their own shoes.
That's good. Yeah, indeed.
I saw a smile, Jeff Howe.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm getting into
the
it.
The fall is happening here.
Getting into it. I'm doing my best Matt Foley for everybody on Twitch. And I get back on the right track.
Season somebody's with the Chiboga. That was great. Now that was
I feel like I got sandpaper in the back of my throat today.
The cheeseburger sketch, I think was an extended one. I think it was more than just the one, because I think I've seen it a couple times. But it is. It's a great one. Somebody else wanting to know if by chance does Snoop have the recording of the interview from yesterday's high school player of the week, and would you know where he can find the recording? Was this from Flex ATX last night?
Yes. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Well, the podcast is on SoundCloud.
The podcast, right?
It's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, go to SoundCloud and you can find off the podcast there. So you can do that. But, now, Jeff, before you walked in, was there something else about that?
They can message me. Like, if they want something particular, just email me and I'll send it to you.
Same thing, too, if you have swim shorts that you're interested in selling to Snoop. Yes. So you're just talking about that. Yeah. How many pairs of swim trunks or shorts, whatever, do you have?
I think I have 3.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just don't randomly wear your...
No, I wear them when I go to the beach or the lake, which is kind of when you wear swim shorts.
Except Snoop, who indicated he would wear them to a wedding.
You know, I didn't know this. This is just one of those things. I know we got to get to Longhorn football, and we will here in just a second, I promise. Like I said, anytime you get stuff on your community Facebook page, it's kind of an interesting just random assortment of a random menagerie of complaining. I didn't know that if you don't wear like swim shorts or proper swim attire in the pool, that like the chemicals from like if you jump in there with like, you know, regular shorts or whatever, that the chemicals can like, you know, do something to the pool water.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it can. It can affect it there, no doubt. Somebody else said the SNL.
The more you know.
The SNL skit, the cork soaker one, that's the one where Janet Jackson's on it and touring the winery in Italy.
I love the SNL double entendre.
Yeah, like the Colonel Angus one. That's a Christopher Walken skit.
Yes, it is.
And that was a one-timer, Colonel Angus, and it was that.
How about the Continental, another great Christopher Walken
skit? Yes. Now, that was a continued one. They had him do that 2 or 3 times, the Continental. So I will
some
admit.
Champagne?
Yes. I will have to admit. And I sent a picture of just of the stat monitor to Jeff and Snoop the other night when I was doing the game against Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin had a reliever late in the game named Cully, C-U-L-L-Y, Cully, that's a good thing. Cully Mangus. Cully Mangus. So I sent a picture of that and said it made me think of the Colonel Angus sketch from Saturday Night Live.
Trust me, folks, Craig doesn't do this all the time during broadcasts, but in some of those midweek games, Craig, you got to break the monotony, don't you?
Well, it just happened to pop into my head there. Of course, I was working by myself, too.
Exactly.
Wednesday, Nathan Thornhill was working with me.
Oh, was Nathan in the booth with you? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So he was working with me on that one. But occasionally, things like that do pop into one's head. The Justin Timberlake, in a box. That was good. They did kind of a follow-up to that. Remember he and Andy Samberg about dating your mom, being with your mom?
Oh,
yeah. They did a follow-up that. Okay. So, anyway. All right, it is time for the notebook.
Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook, brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Go to cptours.com.
Where do you want to start?
Let's do football right here. We'll save basketball for hour number two after we talk some Longhorn baseball at the top of hour number two. So let's get to some football right here.
Which included the fact that, you know, Longhorn's going through practice and they had the availability yesterday that Jeff spoke of, and the questions put to different guys, how they've adjusted to the new coaching staff. You'll hear Cade Brewer's comments of that coming up in the afternoon report today. But here's big old snacks. You know, Keandre Coburn talking about working with Bo Davis, the once and future member of the Longhorn football coaching staff, and how real it's been kept for all those guys.
First of all, I ain't never met nobody that's funny to me. That dude right there is funny. He's excited. He knows so much because coming from the NFL and teaching us in college, what else can you ask for? Because he's taking you from somewhere you're trying to get to and then teaching you in college. I think that's very important. Like I said, with him and PK, I mean, the thing about this coaching staff is they tell you straightforward. They're not going to sugarcoat nothing. So Coach David getting there every day tell us, I mean, if you use your hands right here, you will win. If you don't, you're not going to win. Point period. I like honesty. I don't like nobody trying to sugarcoat nothing. I think he really does that coming from the league.
Yeah, coming from a current player.
Just to kind of give everybody a heads up on what to expect from the media availability front, nothing today. But tomorrow, it's a Saturday morning practice, so Steve Sarkisian due to meet with the media tomorrow. Yeah, Craig, we talk about it all the time. You know, Rod Babers coined the term a few years ago, and I love using it. The central nervous system of your defense. You often hear people refer to it as the spine of the defense, but I like Rod calling it the central nervous system of the defense. And we know that, you know, you look at what Texas has at safety, and that position's not as deep as it was when you looked at it on paper last year. But I mean, B.J. Foster's played a lot of football. I keep saying it all the time. I love what I saw from Jaron Thompson at the end of the year. I think the moving Brennan Schooler from wide receiver to safety, I think, could help him make more of an impact. So you've got nice depth at safety. It's a good, solid position group. And we know the issues at inside linebacker right now. It's not necessarily a talent issue. It's an experience issue. There's a huge lack of experience right there, especially with DeMarvian Overshown out recovering from the shoulder surgery. And then you get down to the nitty-gritty, Craig, and anytime you can have a defense where another term that I'll borrow from somebody that I heard Manny Diaz use one time, talking about the tip of the spear, that's how he often referred to guys like Keaston Randall and Chris Whaley. Anytime your tip of the spear is Keandre Coburn and Alfred Collins, you're off to a pretty good start building a defense out from there. The interesting thing is, talking about Bo Davis and him coming back to Texas. And I think, Craig, you know, it's not that Bo Davis has ever been a bad football coach or anything of that nature. And Bo's always been able to recruit. But I think getting another run with Nick Saban, going to the NFL, a couple different stops in the NFL. You know, Roy Miller's talked about the time he worked with Bo Davis when Bo Davis worked with the Jaguars for a little bit. So I think just branching out, getting a little bit of a different experience. I'm borrowing terms from a lot of people I've come across in my day. Borrow a term from Augie Garrido, expand the scope of what you know. I think that was huge for Steve Sarkisian to bring Bo Davis back. I know that a lot of people focus on the recruiting aspect, but you look at it from a player development aspect. He churned out some really good defensive linemen while he was at Texas. A lot of guys that were in that room for him wound up playing in the National Football League, and you look at the talent level you've got right there. And once they get Tavondre Sweat back, and again, he's out for the spring recovering from shoulder surgery, but with Collins, Coburn, Sweat, Sawyer Gorham-Welch is one of those guys, Craig, that I know the defensive staff that recruited him, a member on that defensive staff told me, look, this kid we feel is a guy that TCU and Oklahoma State have been getting for years. He's undervalued as a recruit. Nobody pays attention to him on signing day. You develop him the right way, and 3 or 4 years down the road, he's kicking your you-know-what on Saturday, and everybody in the Big 12 was wondering how they missed on that kid. So they feel like they've got a gem there, and can you find something with a guy like Myron Warren and guys like that? So that's the challenge for Bo Davis. But that's anytime you're talking about building a defense, when you can start with two elite-level talents like you've got with Coburn and Colin Jeff, a good start. Like, think about every noteworthy Texas defense, Craig, in the time you've been around the program. What's the one thing they've all had in common? The noteworthy Texas defenses, those early 2000s defenses with Sean Rogers and Casey Hampton. And then you go, it was Marcus Tubbs in there. And then it was Roderick Wright. And then it was Roy Miller. And then it was Keiston Randall. And then it was Malcolm Brown. And then it was Puna Ford. Any noteworthy Texas defense, you've just got that stalwart playing right over the ball. And absolutely, you're really, really good right at the point of attack. And I think this defense has a chance to be maybe – It's kind of up between Texas and Oklahoma, I think, in terms of who's the best in the Big 12 right at the point of attack in terms of your interior defensive line.
True enough. Basketball, big news yesterday with regard to, Chris Beard working it pretty hard already and has somebody committed to him.
Yeah, we'll talk about the roster management portion of it or kind of the other pieces to it coming up in hour number two. But you're right, Craig. They get Jalen Tyson, four-star guard out of Plano. John Paul II High School was signed with Texas Tech, got out of his letter of intent, and he is going to head to the 40 Acres. Number 35 overall in the country in the 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings, the nation's number 8 ranked small forward prospect, 6'6", 185. Brandon Jenkins, who does a really good job covering national college basketball recruiting for us at 24/7 Sports, gave an evaluation for him. Said it's scoring wing, who can make shots from all three ranges. What makes him special is his size, strength, and skill. Tyson has a lot in his triple threat bag, as he can put it on the floor effectively to create a shot or get to the rim or shoot the ball accurately with range. Strong with the ball in his hands, solid passer who can make the right finds on his attacker prospect who blew up during the beginning of his junior year of high school. Tyson has all the tools to be a productive offensive talent in the Big 12. So you had a couple of guys get out of their letter of intent. Tamar Bates requested his release. David Joplin requested his release. You're hanging on to two signees in that 2021 class. And now here's the thing that I think people need to remember, Craig, with this deal. So Jalen Tyson can't sign with Texas. You can't sign two letters of intent. You can only sign one. So
right.
This will be a process of when Texas can announce it, and when it's official is when he enrolls and that paperwork gets signed and you sign the scholarship agreement, all that fun stuff. That's when it can be announcement. No, really, really good pickup and a needed pickup for a wing presence, a guard presence.
And you did say he's been released from his letter from Texas Tech. So it's a matter of just submitting the paperwork and getting it done.
Yeah, on the side now with him in Texas, now that he's committed to Texas. And again, can't sign a letter of intent because you can't do that twice.
Yeah, exactly. And with regard to baseball, game one of the 3-game weekend series, Texas and Kansas State tonight at UFCU Dish Frog Field. Fun Friday night matchup. Ty Madden for Texas and Jordan Wicks, the left-hander for K-State, who'd had a couple of bumpy outings, but he is 4-2 with a 3.40 ERA, so it's not like he's awful or anything like that. These are guys that are projected both as first-round draft choices.
So. It's kind of stuff you live for as a college baseball fan on a Friday night, or if you're a reporter, broadcaster, whatever, this is the stuff you look forward to when you get to the spring conference play.
And again, we'll visit with Matt Walters from the K-State Sports Network, the Wildcat Sports Network, to talk about it coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. He'll visit with them.
Hey, can I real quick just give you kind of a little Ivan Melendez background since he's tearing the cover off the ball right now? So David Pierce finally broke it down for us after the game on Wednesday with Stephen F. Austin, kind of how they found him. Now, there's two parts of the story. There's a story Ivan Melendez tells himself, and then there's the story Coach Pierce tells. Ivan's story is kind of how he got to the point where Texas got interested. He had one scholarship offer coming out of high school. It was a quarter scholarship from New Mexico State, basically made it to where he would be paying his way to New Mexico State, but doing it, the scholarship made it to where it was the equivalent of getting in-state tuition, so it wasn't anything to write home about. Decided to go the JUCO route because he had the ability to be a two-way player in JUCO. So he goes to JUCO, and how Texas finds out about him.
Odessa, for folks who don't know.
How Texas finds out about him, they get a tip from Omar Quintanilla, who had worked with him in El Paso, and said, hey, you really need to take a look at this kid. And Texas ends up taking a flyer on him. As David Pierce tells it, they got him in his first BP round and saw the raw power and said, man, if he can figure it out from a timing standpoint and figure out what he's doing, he's not only going to hit, he's going to hit for power and be really good. And you're starting to see that. I think the key thing is there, Craig, and I know Coach Pierce has told you about this, they went into the KU series. We've seen tinkering with the lineup, but they went into the KU series saying, okay, this is it.
Boom.
This is our lineup. Don't worry if you have a bad day. You're our guy. We're sticking with you. And that really gave him a nice shot of confidence, Ivan Melendez, and you're seeing him benefit from that right now, and seeing the Longhorns benefit from it. What is he? It's homer in three straight. What is he now?
He is now. Let's see. He went 8-for-13 last week, and he went 4-for-5 Tuesday, and I think he went 2-for-3 before he was lifted on Wednesday. So what is that? Well, that is
told 14, there would be no math involved.
I'll tell you what it is. It is 14 for. I think I said he was 12 for 18 the other night when he came out of the game. I think he was 12 for 18. So, in other words, he's batting .667 of late.
Yeah, over his last four, he's 13 for 18, three home runs, five doubles, and nine RBI, seven runs scored in his last four.
Yeah. So, and I will also point out, while he's swinging a good bat, he's got some dexterity, can play first base.
Yep.
He's the backup to Zach Zuby at first base and can play that. Now, Coach Pierce will tell you he's still learning some nuances of playing the position, the mental side of it. But his physical skills are really good for being able to play first base as well. So there you go. All right, that's our Longhorn Notebook for this portion, this hour. Coming up next, Inconceivable. Hey, it's Friday. You know what Friday means, right?
Florida Friday.
It is, and we'll continue to light the tower here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We're live, local, and...
Inconceivable! 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 Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
It means it's always brought to you by Dr. Matthew J. Crawford in Austin Orthopedics. You just heard the very talented Rita Ballou talking about Dr. Matthew J. Crawford, specializing in the prevention and treatment of sports-related injuries. Check him out on the web at austin-orthopedics.com. Well, it's Friday, and I have to admit that I was out of town when Jeff and Snoop decreed that Fridays henceforth, to quote, you know, the Emperor Palpatine, would be known as
the Great Emperor Palpatine.
Yes, indeed. Would be heretofore, you know, for now and forever known as a Florida Friday, right? Because the world is just rife with Florida man stories, so we have to have a day a week to, you know, to get to one or two if we have an opportunity.
A little fun and adventure from the most flaccid state in America.
We have one story today from Florida, and this came down this morning, that a 21-year-old man from Winter Park, Florida. So when I read these stories about 21-year-old, I think instantly think of my youngest, who's 21, and I think, is he capable of doing something like this? I hope not.
If young Jason Way would be capable of such debauchery.
Well, this 21-year-old man from Winter Park, Florida, was indicted by a federal grand jury.
It's never a good sentence to put in a story.
Federal grand jury for his part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Okay? Now, he was arrested last week in Florida pursuant to a complaint relating to his alleged role in the riot. Here's what happened. The grand jury returned an indictment charging Owens with assaulting a police officer, knowingly entering restricted grounds without authority, obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, and violent entry and conduct on Capitol grounds. This is the way a lot of the wording has gone for several who have been arrested for their part in this. His role, however, was a little bit different because, according to a statement of facts released by the Justice Department, Grady Owens allegedly struck Officer Christopher Boyle, who was responding to the riot, and he struck him in the head. He struck him in the head with a skateboard. He hit him with a skateboard. as a, you know, which might, you know, go along with the whole thing about being 21. I don't know. There's body camera footage that appears to show Owens using the skateboard to strike Boyle. Young Florida man, but Florida man nevertheless.
You know, that incident at the Capitol, the more stories that come out, Craig, about folks who are getting arrested, you notice a lot of those arrests are happening in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Including the one we had a week or so ago. Maybe it was two Fridays ago, Snoop, the one we read where the cops came to a guy's house with an arrest warrant and he had a shirt from the Capitol incident that says I was there.
Like an event shirt as we sit in the concert vending business.
So, I'm the dealer.
It's an open and shut case.
Yeah. Got a couple of food-related items for because you guys are always interested in the food-related items. Did you know that because of the pandemic, you know, we've had shortages of things at different times?
And real quick on the Florida Friday, we did get a couple submissions for this story on the text line. We did read this last Friday. It just happened to be, well, how would you like, I segued from the Chris Beard introductory press conference to this, about the guy who was giving Botox injections to people while drinking Four Loco.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
We did that last Friday.
Yep, I remember that. Heard that last week when I was up in Lawrence, Kansas.
Chris Beard talking about changing the culture, and then I'm reading stories about Botox and Four Loko.
There you go. So we've been dealing with shortages of things. Remember, there's shortages of different food, shortages of meat, shortages of coins, stuff like that. Here's something you need to know. Next time you're headed for Whataburger, Dairy Queen, or McDonald's, or Burger King. Well, Jeff's not going to Burger King until they return the chicken whopper.
That's to bring it back.
But there's a shortage of ketchup packets.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup packets.
This was not a problem for me at Chick-fil-A last night, for the record.
Really?
Picked up the family's dinner last night.
And you didn't?
No, they asked me how many I wanted. They said, is X amount good enough? I was like, sure, I was wondering if I was going to get a ketchup packet, let alone many, that could necessitate this entire meal.
Well, it's good to know.
Bless you, Jeff. Yeah. It is our pleasure to give you as many ketchups as you desire.
So, I just wanted you to know that if you were running into that.
Haven't yet.
Okay. Linda got lunch the other day from Cane's, and I think there was plenty of ketchup packets for that. But
they're stingy with their ketchups, Cane's.
You got to ask for it.
Yeah.
Gosh. Do you have a ketchup expectation problem? Is that the deal?
I think they give you one ketchup. Come on, fam.
Ask, can I have another ketchup, please?
Okay. You know, okay.
So that kind of thing. The headline of this story is one of Costco's secret weapons is coming back.
I didn't know Costco.
Are you guys Costco people?
Free samples?
I am now, yeah.
I am too. How long have you been a Costco?
Couple months.
Okay.
Very long.
Then maybe you haven't had a chance to take part in the secret weapon. You know what the secret weapon is?
No idea.
The food court.
Oh.
The food court. They're bringing back the food court. And, you know, you can get pizza there. You can get those chicken bakes and the turkey sandwiches.
Hot dogs.
That's the biggest of the secret weapon. The foot-long hot dog and a 20-ounce beverage for $1.50.
The Costco over here, their food court's been open.
The one up in Cedar Park was open. Then Lynn and I went the other day, and it was closed.
Really?
Yeah, they had it wrapped up. So they had shut down the seating areas in the food courts when the pandemic spread.
Oh, the seating areas, yeah. It's a
Well, I mean, it had the whole thing shut down. You couldn't even get anything to go.
Just kind of like the little mold, like the kiosk thing, and you can order, and it's, you know, socially distanced and all that fun stuff.
So they've started to add back the chicken bake, ice cream, and smoothies to the menu, and they're bringing back churros. And
churros,
yeah. Okay. And then the hot dogs as well. So, yeah, that's the $1.50 foot long. You know, you get that. It's $1.50 for the hot dog and the drink.
And the drink.
Man, that's a deal.
It is. It's a good deal. By the way, Snoop, for your purposes, Costco is traded on the web at cost.
Okay.
C-O-S-T.
Snoop of Wall Street getting after it.
Since you're in on that.
Scared money don't make money, Snoop.
Oh, man.
This final story comes from the fiancé. I mean, it kind of makes sense when you hear the story of that.
All right. I love the fact that Linda's contributing to Inconceivable.
You know what? She sent a story involving Shaq. Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq went into a Zales to buy some earrings for somebody.
Ah, yes.
And he was seen in a Zales store. He was looking to buy some earrings, and he just happens to come upon a man who's trying to pay.